Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Have a listen to this.
Searched around the universe, been down some roads, nothing but spacemen. And I wanna go.
Sam Ryder singing his head off at the Eurovision for the UK. He's a top fella and he's on the line now. Sam, good morning. How are you?
Jennifer, how's it going? Thanks so much for having me on. I sounded swept up in it in that little clip.
I was deadly. I loved it. But how's the last couple of weeks been for you?
Oh, just fantastic. You know what, Jennifer? Right now, I'm getting ready to go to the Palace. Buckingham Palace to get ready to play for the Jubilee on Saturday. So life is bonkers. It's unreal. So grateful for the opportunity. Do you know what I mean? It's just been, as a fan of Eurovision as well, getting to experience that whole wildness on the other side of the TV screen was, just such a gift. So thanks to everyone for supporting and being with us on the journey.
It's a mad world we live in. I mean, Ukraine were always going to win the Eurovision, but how happy were you to finish second? Because, I mean, points are hard to come by for the UK over the years, you know?
I mean, it was so cool. Like, being in that arena, I'm not sure have you ever been to Eurovision before?
No.
Like, experienced it in the... Like, it's just... It feels like a church almost. There's just so much joy around, like, and just... like solidarity and support. And when Ukraine won, as you said, like that, it was the thing that should have happened and it did. And like the reason I've been a fan of Eurovision for so many years, and just because the 3 minutes per artist at the end of the show, it's like what it stands for and what it celebrates. And it is that solidarity and unity and using the platform to shine that light. And everyone in that room was just blown away and stoked and supportive when Ukraine brought it home.
Yeah, and then when you came second, I'd say UK they were relieved. It was so good, your performance. They were relieved. They were like, oh, thank God, finally, a decent entry. But come here to me, I mean, how do you cope with the madness of being launched from playing in your own shed to building a following of 13 million followers on TikTok and now playing massive events on real stages with real crowds and all of that? How do you cope with that?
That's, I guess it's a tough one to answer. I've been singing for a long time and like playing at weddings or working in construction and all that sort of stuff. Like, but I always had that dream of sharing my own music. But to be honest, even through I've played a lot of gigs and mostly to no one, but I was always happy because like singing and music brings me a lot of joy. It's like most other artists out there, if they're listening to this, they'll probably feel the same way. So I think it's about, for me, like the real gift was already there. Do you know what I mean? Of just the enjoyment and fulfillment and just loving the opportunity to do it. So singing in a room with more people, of course, it's an amazing experience, but
you've done the graft.
Happy. Yeah, then it's kind of, it's all just a bonus. And also knowing that it can go away at any moment as well. So you don't want to put your validity and fulfillment into just knowing that people are listening. It needs to come before that. And, really chuffed before.
I mean, you did it all. You said there you did the wedding singer circuit. You know, you were in bands in the UK, in Canada, in the US. I mean, you've done the graft. You've done the time. You also recently said that cool is the enemy. What did you mean by that?
I think when you're younger, at least I can only speak from my own experience. Like, you decide to not do things or do things based on the perceptions and the opinions of other people whose decision it isn't to make, you know. So like something like playing at weddings when you're chasing that dream of singing your own music could be deemed as uncool by some people. I know that in my experience it was, but chasing that anyway, knowing that it's all gonna add up, all of those hours, and that it's just you're singing for the love of singing, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if it's looked at as cool by other people. Same way as Eurovision in the UK, there's a certain stigma and negativity around it because I think we've got into this habit of telling ourselves we're not particularly liked by Europe, which in my opinion just isn't true and in my experience isn't true whatsoever. So you've got to do something because you love doing it, rather than what other people think, because it's not their journey and decision to make. And I think that things have opened up a lot more for me since thinking about that.
Oh my God, absolutely. Are you doing the festival things now over the summer? Are you doing, like, you're touring Europe and South Korea, it says here. You're busy. Are you booked up now for the next couple of months, for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'm all chock-a-block.
Deadly.
Festivals and all sorts. And like I said before, like, this whole thing, I'm so grateful for it. It could easily not have happened. And I have no sort of delusions that it will be around sort of forever. So I just want to enjoy it while it's around. And like you said, just sing my head off. And
you're going to be okay, Sam. You're going to be okay. You have your head screwed on. You're saying all the right things. I wish you the very best of luck. And we had a little taster there at the top of the show, but at the top of this interview, Spaceman. I'm going to play it now in its entirety. But can you just tell me, for those who haven't heard it, what's it all about?
So Spaceman is about, like, all of us chase lives and experiences or material possessions, and think that when we reach those things that our life will feel more fulfilled. But Spaceman is kind of about when we reach those things, we finally look back and realize that we had everything that we needed right at the very beginning. And that's what I've experienced in my life anyway. But you have to go there to come back, don't you, Jennifer?
You absolutely do. And now, Sam Ryder, I'm a massive fan of you. I think you're deadly. We're going to play the song in full. I wish you the very best of luck. Enjoy this ride. Enjoy every single moment. And hopefully when you're over in Ireland, we can catch you over here.
Yeah, please come to the show. Say
yes.
Hello. And thanks for having me on, you and your team. And
anytime.
Yeah,
anytime.
Big love to Ireland.
Keep in touch.
Bloody
that
great.
Is Sam Ryder, absolute legend.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.